Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So excited for Guitars and Stars tonight. By the way, cashless on buying the merch. Just bring your debit or credit card. First time we've done that because we're all in that swiping mode. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Tickets are still available, too, at WBEE.com. We'll see you tonight. Kane Brown, at a young age, he's got some regrets. What are they?
It's not even Batman no more. I hate this tattoo. I mean, I'm actually grateful because my shirt stays on a lot more than what my team. My team always tries to get me to take my shirt off. I can't stand this tattoo on my chest. It started when I was 18. It's been a cover-up 3 times. I've been trying to get it done since I was 18. Now it's turned into a hawk.
Turned into a hawk. That huge Batman tattoo on his chest.
I'm telling you, that's a story as old as time. My own baby brother, when he was in the Navy, he got this big, I think it was a big spider on his chest. I don't know. And then, of course, he grows up. He's a father and a working professional, and he turns it into... He tries to turn it into the Red Sox, like the Boston Red Sox thing. Same thing. Like, oh man, I hate this. But, and it's right on, and they're always huge, just like Kane Brown's Batman.
And when Kane Brown first came out, that was a huge story. Oh, look at that cool, because it, you know, had a shirt off, chiseled chest in great shape. Look at cool Batman. I thought he loved it. According to this interview,
he
doesn't like it. He's been trying to cover up. Now it looks like a hawk. And you got to explain it. Well, no, that's not Batman.
Right.
It's Hawk. Who's Hawk? I mean, one of the Marvels. Isn't there a Hawk on Marvel? You know what I mean? It's all confusing now.
I tell my kids that all the time when they're like, I want this tattoo with that. I'm like, okay. But their own aunt and uncle both have. My sister, same thing. Spring break, senior year. She goes down and she gets a full color on the top of her thigh. Swimming turtle. Full color. Comes home. You know Mama J. That went over real well. What? And she took all the money that Ma gave her for spring break and spent it on this tattoo and came home with a tattoo. So today, of course, she's a 40-something Mama 3 professional business owner. And every time we go to Darien Lake or to a theme park or somewhere where she has to put on a bathing suit, she's like, I need my wraparound. I can't show my tattoo. I'm like, I wish I could go back in time and say, I told you so. To that young girl who's like, look at my awesome tattoo. Don't tell Mom I got it.
You know what? I think turtles are pretty cool. So that wouldn't bother me at all.
But as she aged, the shape of the tattoo has changed on the top of your thigh.
She's been
pregnant 3 times.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it changes. And then it's all of a sudden, it's not very pretty anymore.
Like, people are like, what is that? The magic eight ball? What is that? No, it was a colorful turtle back
in
the
day. It looks like it's melting.
Cody Johnson. You know, he's got 2 daughters. They like country music, but not really him. They like Lainey Wilson.
That sounds pretty typical.
Yeah, they like Lainey Wilson. They like Carrie Underwood. And he just did a song with Carrie Underwood. And they're like, oh, we like that one because of Carrie Underwood, not because of dad.
It's probably like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. His daughter loved Moana. And he would sing the You're Welcome song by Maui. And she's like, no. Let Maui sing it.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club. Sarah Evans tickets up for grabs with the world's easiest contest. And more of our B listeners that we meet are saying, when the family guests come in for the holiday season, you got to watch them. They start moving things around, kind of like that Geico commercial, with the ants coming over and stuff, moving and dusting and checking things. I mean, on our Facebook, many have jumped in saying, yes, it has happened to us.
Yeah, Lisa said my mother-in-law would do this when she came to babysit my kids. She always had good intentions. It finally stopped when I did it back to her. She didn't like it so much.
Ah, moving things around.
I love Jody's comment. It says, my brother-in-law loves to change my Noel blocks at Christmas to say Leon. Drives me insane. That's a classic. Yeah. Jody, guaranteed every year, he's like, this is gonna be awesome again. It just keeps getting funnier every year for him.
You know,
a brother-in-law thing to do.
The punking thing, maybe there's a comedy value to it, moving things around. Right. I think some just do it because they think they're helping. Oh, let me put this there, that. But it's not convenient for you. Bonnie said, my brother once stopped in when I wasn't home and moved my living room into my dining room and my dining room into my living room. So I walked
Isn't
in.
Isn't the lighting better in here?
Just like shaking my head. Wait a second. Something's wrong here. Swap them.
As a joke, or I'm wondering if it was he was really just trying to help, going, you know what? This space is more cohesive. It was probably a joke, though. Knowing if it's a brother. My husband has accidentally been intrusive in someone's home.
Intrusive?
He has this thing where, I don't know why, but he sees things that other people don't normally see, which is usually like spider webs or weird stuff on the floor. I don't know why. Don't ask me. But we were at my dad's house and his wife was there. And Steve just went mid-sentence and got a paper towel and got up into the corner because he's tall and wiped down the corner because there was a spider web and just kind of continued his sentence and went. And she goes, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there was a little dust web up there. I got it. And she was so insulted. Next time she came to our house, she brought like this little mini duster and she goes, here, this is for next time you're in my house. That way you can really get a good dust in.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God.
That is so passive aggressive.
But you don't know you're doing it. Honest to God, I'm not defending the family members who move things, but it may just be how you are. And you just don't realize that you're doing it. What you're doing is being intrusive.
Steve was just trying to help clean
just
up.
Just trying to help. He does it everywhere.
I'm tall. I can reach the spider web.
He does it everywhere. And he was, like I said, I don't even know that he knew he was doing it. That's how he does it by nature.
I would say thank you and hand him a cold beer.
Most people do. Most people are like, oh, I would have never seen that up there. But not everyone. You don't know.
Wow. Well, you and Steve are welcome to come over to my place.
And that's what people usually say.
Welcome to check out and see what cobwebs might be there that I can't see.
Hope's going to be inviting you and Steve over a lot more now. Why does she keep inviting us?
No.
And then she asks us to walk around and look up to the spot she can't see.
Wipe down her walls. It's weird.
Let's make a part of the world's easiest contest. Sarah Evans, concert tickets right now through call number 19-585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. So Steve was just being nice, cleaning up. He could reach higher. What was he wiping down with the paper towel that kind of backfired on him? What was it? Spider-Man? Yeah, that's what we should call Steve now. Spider-Man. Cleaning up the spider webs.
Hate that.
Oh, really? Okay, never mind. Guests for the holidays coming over visiting and they start moving things around. Some because they think they're helping. Others because they're playing a practical joke. You're not alone.
Because they think they're funny. Like the brother-in-law who every time he comes over for Christmas changes the Noel sign to spell Leon. And she had texted into the show and she was like, it makes me crazy. Well, now we're hearing his side. He just texted in. He goes, hey, I'm the guy that rearranged the letters to spell Leon. And she isn't kidding. She gets so annoyed. But my nieces think it's hilarious.
There you go.
Gotta do it for the nieces.
Of course. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. Where are you listening to the B? What city?
I am in Gates in Rochester. I am heading to work.
What do you do?
I work in ophthalmology.
All right, well, drive safe, but here we go. Call number 19, the world's easiest contest. And Steve, TJ's husband, helped out. Tried to clean up. Grabbed the paper towel, reached up, and it backfired that he was cleaning up what?
Cobwebs in someone else's house.
I guess it's intrusive and insulting. Go figure.
That's what I heard.
Well, congratulations, Nicole. You are going to go see Sarah Evans.
Well, that's very exciting.
Sarah Evans, her 21 Days of Christmas tour at Del Lago Resort and Casino. This show is on a Saturday, so that's December 21st. Tickets are on sale now at DelLagoResort.com. But go and enjoy a great day at the casino, a nice Saturday night show. So Christmassy with Sarah Evans.
I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, and who are you going to take with you?
Oh, that is a good question. We're going to have to see who sucks up the most.
Who's been on the nice list?
Yeah, check it twice.
I love it, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE all the way. I love the B Morning Coffee Club. Keeps the ride nice and easy, de-stresses before the crazy day ahead.
Awesome. We're glad to help. Spreading the good vibes. Have you ever won with us before?
First time winner.
First time winner!
You guys are amazing. Thanks again.